Okay, Shabbos, if you've washed the family before Shkia, then you're okay. You can carry on eating.
Chof, even in Vav, Tishri, 5th of October, Friday, Abchaim Duna, Vayipach, Ba'apof, Nishmas Chaim.
My grandfather, stepfather, Kala Kodesh Hashem. I originally planned, when Dudi is going to call me up, he told me the insights on the parasha, I was going to say, go through the Bereishis, say some nice short Divrei Torah, go through the parasha. But my good friend, Rav Summers, told me that that wouldn't be what's appreciated. So therefore, I'm going to speak about Vayipach Ba'apof Nishmas Chaim. If anyone would have appreciates it more hearing some short words on the parasha, you can take it up with Graham after the shiur. Take it up right now, right? Quietly, I prefer. The pasuk, in the beginning of Perik Beis, Parsha Bereishis, they go back and discuss. The first Perik discusses how the Bein Shalom created the world 6 days, and it finishes with Knisa Shabbos, that he rested on the seventh day. Then in the beginning of Perek Beis, the Torah goes back to discuss more in depth the creation of Adam Rishon, of mankind. So these psukim are often the most yisodistic psukim that we have. Many sages in Kabbalah, Zoya and the Kisei Ari, about the creation of Adam Rishon, what exactly was going on. Most of these concepts are above my understanding. Lefira Kenu discuss a little bit of the Pasha Pshat in the creation of Adam Rishon. V'yitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam, Ofer min Adam. It says the Bein Shalom formed Adam Rishon, Ofer min Adam. He took ground and he formed it in the shape of a man. V'yipach ba'apov, kavyochli, blew into his nose, Nishmas Chaim. The Nishmas Chaim means that, I think how you translate that. Almost, but Ruach, the more spirit. Nishmas Adam.
Soul
of life. But he Adam Nefesh Chaya. And Adam was, became a living spirit, a living soul. So, this concept, he Adam Nefesh Chaya, this Nefesh Chaya we really found before in the Torah already. And when the Torah discusses the creation of animals and fish, it says in Perek Aleph, that the water should be filled with sheretz nefesh chaya, which means creepy live beings. That's referring to fish. And it says later on the sixth day when Bereishis created animals, the earth should bring out live spirits, live things. So we already find this concept of nefesh chaya. It would perhaps appear from the pasuk that the nefesh chaya which mankind received, and the nefesh chaya which the fish and the animals received were the same. So Rashi really picks up on this horror. Rashi says, Rashi's Madaik Apostle, it says, but Yehodom le nefesh chaya, and a man became into sort of almost like the, in inverted commas, the epitome of the nefesh chaya. He became sort of the extreme, the best, the perfect nefesh chaya, that nefesh chaya, not a nefesh chaya, le nefesh chaya, the nefesh chaya, explains Rashi. Af behema v'chaya nikru nefesh chaya. Behemas and chayas are also called nefesh chaya. However, af zushel odom chaya shebekulon shenetoisef boi deo v'dibur. So the mankind, Adam Rishon's nefesh chaya was a perfect and a complete nefesh chaya because it was netoisef, it was adtim deo. Deo means understanding, wisdom, v'dibur and speech. So therefore, a man's nefesh chaya was a perfect nefesh chaya. The Kli Yakor explains, beautiful thing, he's medayik the posuk. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He asks a question on it, and he says the pasuk reads like this: "V'yipach ba'apov nishmas chaim." The Bein Shalom blew into Adam Rishon's being this nishmas chaim, this spirit of life, which is a ruchnistik, a perfect, eternal thing. For he ha'adam nefesh chaya. However, all man became was nefesh chaya. He became a living spirit, like an animal and like a fish. says that when a man is born, yes, he has his nishmas chayim b'koyach inside of him, but he starts off a nefesh chay like anything else. It depends on man's actions whether he's going to bring out the potential he has within the wonderful nishmas chayim he has inside of him to grow and to become the great things that only a human being and a yid can accomplish, or will he just remain the nefesh chay, which is how he started out. So the kiyaka ties to the pasuk vayol nefesh chay, then it means exactly the same as the animal and the fish to start. Yes, the bonus he blew into Olam Rishon as nishmas chayim. However, from day one, Olam Rishon had inside, he became a nefesh chayah, and now it was up to him to bring out his nishmas chayim and koyach lapot. Now, the Ramban is medayik the pasuk. Small Ramban. I'm going to go through many different yisoyos in the pasuk. He's medayik that the pasuk is different than the pasukim before, when the Bonishon create the animals. Here it says, "Vayitzeh Hashem Elokim es Adam of min Adama." Hashem Elokim is the Bonishon's full name. Before, in the other pasuk, when the Bonishon created animals, it doesn't say anything about Hashem Elokim. It says, "Vayom Elokim yishtu amayim sheres nefesh chaya." Where it says, "Vayom Elokim toitzaras nefesh chaya." Here the Bonishon used, he says, the Shem Hamoli, the Ramban says, it was Hashem Elokim who created, who blew into mankind the nefesh chaya. It didn't come to him from the Yisoidis by animals. It says Toitzei Ha'oretz Nefesh Chaya, that the Nefesh Chaya of an animal doesn't come from the same code, the same source as the Nefesh of a human. It came from the Oretz. Not so the Nefesh Chaya of a human being. It didn't come from Malachim or from the stars. The person, the Shomos of the Ramban, is the Ruach Hashem Hagodol. It's the Ruach of, it's hard to even say this concept, but it's the Ruach of the Bonishon Kavyachol. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It's one who blows into the nose of another, minishmoso yiting boy. Someone who blows into someone else, and he's giving over from his neshama inside of him. The Ramban is explaining the Bimuramasas over here that a person's nefesh came from the Bonishim himself. The Bonishim Kavyachal blew from himself, as it were. Minishmoso yiting boy, Chazal say, Mandi nofach, midilei nofach, one who blows from within himself. Kavyachal, our neshama is a chedikali kamimal, comes to Bonishim himself. And that was a nishmas chayim, which the Bonishon put inside of us. The Chizkuni explains nishmas chayim. He says chayim means chayim nitzchim. Usually when we find chayim without a qualification in Tanakh or in Davening, it means chayim nitzchim. For example, the Vilna Gaon explains in the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah, it says Zochreinu l'chayim, melechof yitzpachayim. What does it mean Zochreinu l'chayim? So the Vilna Gaon explains that in the beginning of davening we say Zochreinu l'chaim, in the end we say Kosveinu b'sefer, Kosveinu l'chaim toivim, we say b'sefer chaim b'roch l'shem fanosot toivo. It says in the end of davening we say Uchsoiv l'chaim toivim kobnei b'secha, we ask for l'chaim toivim, we ask for b'sefer chaim b'roch l'sholim, so we're qualifying chaim that we're asking for. Then the chaim which we're asking for is a chaim v'olam hazeh, a chaim toivim, a chaim b'roch l'sholim. These are all qualifications to chaim, they're all chaim in this world. In the beginning of davening, we say Zochrein L'chaim, and we just say Zochrein L'chaim, remember us for life. Chaim is Chaim Nitzchi, means Chaim Olam Habo. Chaim always means an essence stick of Chaim, an essential Chaim. And that's Chaim Nitzchi. When the Bonishon blew into us a Nishmas Chaim, it's an eternal Neshama. Our Neshama we have is eternal, it existed from beginning of creation, and it will exist until the end of it. It's an eternal chaim. This is the nishmas chaim which Rabbeinu Shlom gave Adam Rishon and gave each one of us.
Nitzchi means eternal.
Correct.
Does it start in this world and continue in this world, or does it start in the other world?
I think the neshama starts and is always existent really in the other world. It's only a very small sort of part of it which is connected to us. And the neshama's inherit is even really the ma'alam and azman. I think the neshama is a spiritual being which isn't really tied down to Zman at all, and there's a small part of it which is trapped, as it were, in the trappings of Olam Asiyah, of this world, and is with us, and it really is something which isn't really in Shtayach Tass at all.
You're speaking of Neshama like one?
No, each Neshama.
Individual person in the Shomer, you say, we are in this world only having a fixus of it, and the major part is mitzvahs.
Okay. So, Chazal say also that just like a child is created from the machshava of his father, it says that the zera of a child is created from the machshava of his father. That's why there's halachas, in the Tayyiz machshava, when he's creating his children, because the machshava is what creates the zera of the child. So too, kavyachol, these are lofty concepts. It's hard to even understand. It says that Klal Yisrael was all of the machshava. The Klal Yisrael was all in the Bein Shloim's machshava, his thought process, in the beginning of the creation of the world. That same way that a father's child starts off in his machshava and then is inherently sort of a continuation of the father and part of the essence of the father itself, so too Klal Yisrael are created from the machshava of the Bein Shloim kavyachol in much the same way as a father creates his child. The Rabbeinu Bachai says, on this pasuk, a wonderful thing. He says that you find that the chotem is the kli for the neshama. The Bein Shem blew into Adam Rishon's nose. The chotem, you find the ruchnistic kli, and it's the place where ruchnis comes in and out of the person. He says the person is born through his nose, like we just find here, that the ruach comes in through his nose. And he says it leaves as well, the neshama leaves through his nose. And he says that therefore, the nose is in the shape of a shin. I don't know if anyone has ever thought of this, I definitely never did. But one thinks carefully, if one includes one's nostrils, there's a shin in everyone's nose. And he says that this shin in the nose makes up the oisius, shin dalad yud. The yud, he says, is the person's eva bris the mokam amila. I'm not sure where the dalad is exactly. Not sure. But there is a shin dalad yud in the person, and that chasima starts off with his nose, the shame shakai. Possibly the shoulder. Possibly. Rav Chassid says the heart. So I'm not sure. We can discuss it. We can fight it out after. I'm not sure where the dalad is. I'm not sure. But there's a shin dalad yud, Rabbeinu Bachai says, and that shin starts off with the choytem. The shem shakai, there's a chsim of the Bein Shloim's name upon him, and that's where his nishtayach to ruchnius, and that's where his spirit is. Nishmas chayim goes in and out. Right. It's in the nostrils, sort of the holes inside, and then. Right. So. The Gemara says, Koilan Shamat Halakov, the Gemara at the end of Ketzin Vardim says that the sense of smell is a sense which the Neshama is Nene from, Yosef and Guf. The Neshama is more Hanor from Reach than the Guf has. We know on Moshe Shabbos, when Shabbos goes away and we lose our Neshama, Yosef, in order to revive, to comfort the Neshama, we smell Basamim. Because smell is a spiritual pleasure, not just a physical one. If someone faints and therefore, you know, that's more understanding more on the physical world. He faints and his spirit has somewhat left him. The way to revive him is with a sense of smell. Bnei Yisrael says in a few places, a wonderful thing. He says that the Gemara asks, the beginning of Perek Kesem of Avarchim, discuss Hilchos Brachos, that why do we make Brachos, Brichos HaNenen? The Gemara makes a Svara that's also the Honis, Noel Mazeh B'loi Bracha, the Bein Shem gave us everything, we have to make a Bracha. That, so as I remember, is in the beginning of Perek Kesem of Avarchim, Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara then learns out from that the chiyuv to make brachos hanenin, brachos on our food, etc. At the end of the perek, the Gemara says, why do we make a brachos hareach? Why do we make a bracha on things that we smell? The Gemara says the pasuk of koyel haneshama tahalal ka, that pasuk says, what's it referring to koyel haneshama? The neshama is tahalal ka on something the neshama is nenis from yoyisim nagul. That's the koyel haneshama tahalal ka. What's it nenis from? What does it have pleasure from more than the guf? That smell, and that's the pasuk that we have to be mahalal ka before we smell. What happened to the Osir Lahonis? What happened to that? He says, the Pasuk says, by the chait of the Eitz Hadas, she saw the Eitz was good to eat, and she desired it, it was desirable for the eyes, it appeared nice, it's all the shyness of taiva and chemda, of desire and want. But tikach mipirio, she took from its fruit. But toichan, she ate. But titingam the isha imash gave to her husband Yoichan, and he ate. Zokum neyisos that chava involved in her avera all the various senses. There was touch, and there was taste, and there was eyesight, and there was other senses that were involved. And Zokne Sasa, the Yisoid of making bracha, is to be mevarer, to take the kedusha out of the meichel, to take the tumah out of the meichel and just leave the kedusha and eat it, and you mal its kedusha like that. And he says that the way it came about, a mixture of kedusha and tumah and irvuv of toiv ra, of bad and good, that was in the chetz of Eitz Hadas. Das is a lashon of connection. It says vayeda odam eschave ishtoi. Das is always the lashon of two things connecting to each other. The Eitz Hadas Toiv Ra was when bad and good became mixed up within each other. Zokum Neisasa, the reason why we make a bracha, is because to be mavara the oichel from the psalm is to take out just the koyach kedusha from the oichel and eat that. That's the din of making a bracha. He says a b'zoi. In fact, the Gemara is saying there's no asal hans loyim azevel bracha when it comes to smelling, because smelling is just kedusha. There's no sense. There's no koyach atuma in reyach, and therefore the Gemara needs to find a new pasuk to tell us that we have to make a bracha with someone before we smell something. He goes on to explain that that's the koyach of Mashiach. Mashiach says v'reicha yiras Hashem, a lashon of ruach, and he says that the nesachon against Amalek will be through this. He says that's why Mordechai and Esther, Mordechai was more deroyed with something, Esther is hadasa, because that's the koyach neged Amalek. And he's in a few places speaks about this. He said that how the koyach of the reach is a ruchistic koyach. So that's all. That's why the neshama is always nishtayach to a smell and goes in through that through the nose. Possibly. So Rabbanu Ben Mechai bring down a machlokes how to understand the concept of a neshama. Rabban brings down, Ben Chai doesn't say who the Stolen Machlokes is, and Rabban in the Mekres Gedoides, it writes in the brackets, the Rishonim that Rabban is quoting. The Rabban says, HaMishachim B'mechga, the philosophers, the Yiddish philosophers, Chol Ki Ba'odom, they argued about man. Mehem Yoimru Ki Ba'odom Sholish Nefashis. There are those who said that a man is made up of three Nefashis. What are the three Nefashis? He says, Nefesh Hatzan Meach. There's three Chiyuses inside of a person. There's that which makes him grow, much like an animal, even a plant has, it makes him grow. Then there's a nefesh ha-tnua, which is, I think it's the movement and the senses and the desires, I think that animals have as well. And then there's nefesh ha-mascheles, which is wisdom, chokhmah, and that only mankind has. That is Rabbeinu Evan Ezra's understanding of the neshama. The Rambam, in the beginning of Shemayin Prokim, he argues, and he says that the nefesh which mankind was given was one in its entirety, which means to say, its nopshat is that a person has inside of him the kofis of a tree and a monkey, and on top of that, also he's added an extra ruach, a ruach hamaskeles. Rather, his whole existence and the whole being of a man's spirit is a completely different ruach than that which other living beings have, and that ruach in itself encompasses all the various capabilities and ruchos that a man has. Machlokes between the Rambam and the Evan Ezra. The Rambam says that the pasuk really would appear to read, "Vayipak ba'apav nishmas chayim v'yodom nefesh chayim." It would appear from the pasuk that until the Baruch Hashem blew this nishmas chayim into Adam Rishon, that he was a domain object, something without any life in it at all. And the Baruch Hashem blew into him, he became a Nefesh Chai. It would appear to be that the Pasuk, much like the Rambam, that he came into Adam Rishon one spirit, and that spirit gave him his whole life. Until that, he was a completely dormant object lying on the floor with no chiyus inside him at all. However, the Targum teaches the Pasuk, very famous Targum, the Yodom, the Nefesh Chaya, Opi, Ruach Malala, the Targum says, that a speaking thing, the Targum would appear to be touching the pasuk, like the Evan Ezra, right? That even before the Baruch Hashem blew into Adam Rishon, he already had it inside of him, Chiyus. The Chiyus which we're referring to here is the Nefesh HaMascheles, the Ruach HaMalala. Two ways how to understand the pasuk. So now, the Rambam brings a very interesting raya, and I want to discuss the raya he brings, because it's very interesting. But sorry, guys, I don't have Gemara Sanhedrin. Can I pass me Gemara Sanhedrin? I will. The Rambam says he has a raya to the Evan Ezra's pshat for the following Gemara. Very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samechei, Omer Beis. And the Gemara says the following. Omer Rava. Rava says, Yibor Tzadikim, if Tzadikim wanted, Boru Alma, they could create a world. The Averis are separating between them. Means that if they didn't have any Averis at all, if a Tzadik would be a perfect Tzadik, then he would have the Koichas of creation. Rava Boru Gavra. Rava created a man. Rashi says, with the Koichas of Sefer Yetzira, that the Amoraim were great, and they... Rava was able to understand the secrets of creation from Sefer Yetzirah, has used the Aleph base to create, and he created a man. Shodri the Kam, the Rezeri sent this Gavra, this man, this Golem, I don't know what to call him exactly, to Rezeri. Having come a Shtoi Ba'adei, Rezeri was talking to him, but whoever come a Hadalei, he didn't answer Rezeri back. Om Alein in Chavraya Art, you created by Chavraya, I can see you're not real. Hodol Afroch, return to dust, and with that, Rezeri got rid of this Golem and he returned to Afrei. That's what the Gemara says. So Dr. Ramban, this Gemara would appear to be a clear ride to the Evan Ezra. Why? What does Ramban mean? So Ben Bechai is a little bit more barich, he explains the ride of Ramban. Ramban means like this. What was going on in this Gemara? What was going on in this Gemara was that Rava saw this Golem individual. Now he didn't know, is it on the level of a human being? Or is it not on the level of a human being? How human is this Gavra? So he said, he tried to speak to him. He didn't speak to him back. When he saw that he didn't speak to him back, so he wasn't a complete Nefesh Chayah. He wasn't on the Dag of Nishmas Chayah, and he wasn't completely alive. And then Rav Zeir was comfortable to kill him, and he killed him. That's how the Ramban understands this Gemara. Now this understanding of this Gemara is totally on a big Machlokes Achronim, so I want to just run over with you that Machlokes Achronim. How to understand this Gemara. There's two ways to understand. And I think... Two ways to understand this Gemara depend on Machlokes Ramban and Evan Ezra in the spirit of man. The Chacham Tzvi has a very famous tshuva in Simon Tzadik. He discusses whether, he says, his grandfather Rabbi Yehuda Michelam created a golem, and he discusses whether one can use mitzar this golem to a minion. So it happens to be, I think the meaning nowadays is to be mitzar of golems to minionim, because I've done it many where I think most of my minions. So, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down this shaila actually. So. Must be the Mishnah Berurah thought it was Negei Halacha Maaseh. It's a Mishnah Berurah brings down, if anyone wasn't sure what the Halacha is by the Golem, look at Mishnah Berurah brings down the two stones in the sign of this Chacham Tzvi in Simon Nun Hei. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shafik, and the Chacham Tzvi, what's his Shafik? It says, V'nikdash di b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So that's the din of Dov Shavush, needs 10 people. V'nikdash di b'soich b'nei Yisrael. He's not a Ben Yisrael. I don't know what he is, a Ben Yisrael he's not. So then perhaps he doesn't qualify for Dov Shavusha, he can't be part of a minion. Or, Zot the Chacham Tzvi, a Peledik Esvar, it says that Kotham Agadol Yosim B'Soich Beisai, someone brings up an orphan in his house, Kilu Yolbe, as if he gave birth to him. Now, of course, if someone takes a little Chinese baby off the street as Megadolim in his house, it will not make him into a Yid. L'chor here the Chacham Tzvi means, because it has no other Yichas at all, this Golem, right? The Golem doesn't have any parents, it doesn't come from anywhere. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi understands that perhaps the Svarah of Megadol Yosim, the Seich Beisai, can take over the Yichas of this Golem and give him Yiddishkeit and make him enough of a Yid to Mitzarev to Minyan. That is the Chacham Tzvi's Sofer. Zot the Chacham Tzvi. But that's clear that you're allowed to kill him. It could be he's a Yid, it could be Mitzarev to Minyan. But killing, you're allowed to kill him. What's the right to kill him? Agamor. Rava created someone and Rezeri got rid of him. So it must be allowed to kill him. Zog Lecham Tzvi, why? It says, Shoyfech Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom Domo Yishofech. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, speaking about you can't kill. It says, Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom. The Chacham Tzvi makes a drosha that means, Dafka an Odom who is created, was Noitzer Ba'odom, who is created within another person. Every child, every fetus, starts off inside another person, inside the mother's womb. Dafka an Odom Ba'odom, one is allowed to kill. So therefore, even though one is allowed to kill this Golem, however, it's possible that the Golem has a din of Yid, the Chacham Tzvi has a Safik. Frek Ratzina Rebbe, the Baal HaTcheles, he says, if so, if you were going to learn like this Chacham Tzvi, then it would appear from here that Odom Arishon, if one would have wanted, one could have killed him. Because Odom Arishon was not Odom be'Odom. He was created by the Bein Shalom, Yitzir Kapo Vakodesh Baruch Hu, and everyone could have killed him. Zot the Radzina Rebbe, this is an impossibility. He's not willing to accept that it's Din of Odom Ba'odom. He's not willing to accept that Odom Shalom could have been killed. And therefore, And therefore he wipes off the Chacham's feast there. Now, I'm going to get back in a second to how it's told in the Gemara. I just want to tell you a quick kasher Baruch Tam has on the Chacham's feast, a Moridik Arai that he has. It's not the Baruch Tam like this. He brings down the Shalach Kodesh. The Shalach Kodesh says that Yosef told Yaakovinu the Shvatim ate Eidim Malachai. How is it possible the Shvatim ate Eidim Malachai? The Shvatim were huge Shadikim. They're biggest Shadikim than anything we can imagine. How is it possible when Nishal and Aver of Eidim Malachai? So the Gedolei Achrayim have grappled with this issue in the various Pshatim have been suggested. The Shlach says a Moridik Pshat. Zot the Shlach that they created an animal with Sefer Yitzira. And therefore that animal created with Sefer Yitzira didn't have the din of an animal where Eidim Malachai is awesome. And therefore, who was like Eidim Malachai? Yosef did not know this, and he went to Yaakov and told him that eating Eidim Malachai. Now, Zokter Baruch Tam, if that's the case, the Medrash says that after the Shvatim sold Yosef, they wanted to make a chayim, that no one's allowed to tell Yaakov Avinu what had happened. But they only had 9 people there. Because Reuven wasn't there and Binyon wasn't born. So they only had 9 people. The minion, so Mitzara Kodesh Baruch to the minion. So Baruch Tam, they didn't have to do that, they could have made a goyim. They knew how to make people because they made an animal with Eidim Malachai. Why were they Mitzara Kodesh Baruch to the minion? Why didn't they create a goyim? Zokter Baruch Tam, it must be that you call me Mitzara for goyim to a minion. That's the key rise in Baruch Tam. But anyway, I want to get back now to Razina Rebbe, the Chacham Sweet. Zokter Razina Rebbe, he has a raya to himself from our Gemara. Our Gemara Rav Reb Zera. And now I'd like to discuss the 2 ways to understand this Gemara. The Chacham Svi understands the Gemara of Rav Reb Zera the following way. That a goylem came, something came to Reb Zera. Reb Zera didn't know what it was. So he started to speak to it. He realized then that it was a goylem, because he couldn't answer him back. Once he realized it was a goylem, he killed it. That understanding is how the Rambam Mishmena Prokhlem understands this Gemara. That means to say that the fact that the goylem was unable to talk wasn't what allowed Reb Zera to kill it. It wasn't because he didn't have the koyach of speech within him that Reb Zera, that he wasn't a complete chai, a complete living thing. He didn't have the shleimus of chayim. Because according to the Rabbi Mishmoina Prokim, the chias that a human has is not made up of separate things, speech and chokhmah and the rest of his spirit. Rather, it's one large chias. Either you have it or you don't. This goylem, he had chias. He was alive. The question just was, is he a goylem or is he not? Reb Zera wasn't sure. He spoke to him, he realized he was a goylem, so he killed him. That's how the Chacham Svi understands this Gemara, which is like the Rambam. The Razina Rebbe understands this Gemara, like the Ramban understood this Gemara, and like the Evan Ezra understands this Gemara. That's the following way. That Reb Zera knew that this was a goylem. He knew that. But he wasn't sure if he could kill it yet. Why? Because if a goylem is on the level of life of a human being, then I mean, it's Mitzich, you can't kill a golem. So therefore, what he wanted to see was, does the golem have complete life within him? Does he have the third level of life? Does he have the nefesh hamaskeles, the chokhmah and speech? Does he have that koyach, this third darga of the Eben Ezra? So he engaged him in conversation. He saw that he wasn't a complete living thing, because he didn't have that complete, that koyach of speech within him. So therefore, he killed him.
Sure. Sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.